We're back with Charles Cuthammer. You did not start out as a conservative. You tended to be a little left of center. So what made you say, whoa, this is not where I need to be?
Well, let me just say, I'm not the first to make the migration. There was a certain Ronald Reagan who started out as a New Deal Democrat. This is a very well-trodden path. You know the old adage, if you're not a socialist when you're 20, you have no heart. If you're still a socialist when you're 50, you have no head. So I've acquired a head over many years. But, I mean, it really isn't that complicated. I never had an epiphany. I never had a moment where I woke up and the skies had parted and I said, oh, my God, I've been thinking the wrong way. What it really was is this. I was a great society liberal. I believe that society, a good society, a decent society, has an obligation to help the least among us. And what I thought as a liberal when I was a Democrat in my 20s was that the great society and the war on poverty was the way to go about and do that. What changed me is very simple. I'm open to empirical evidence. I trained as a physician. If I'm giving out medicine and it's killing all of my patients, I'm going to stop the medicine and try something else. And the evidence began to come in the early 1980s, at the beginning of my 30s, that showed that the Great Society and the War on Poverty were not only not helping and wasting all that money, they were undermining and destroying the very communities they were trying to help. And there was tons of evidence that began to emerge. Very good social science came out in the 80s and the 90s that made that indisputable. At which point I rethought my assumptions. What's the better way to help those who need to be helped? What's the better way to organize society so people can be free and flourish? And it wasn't hard from there to go to where essentially I am today, a believer in smaller government, more limited government, more individual freedom and liberty, and also prevent the Leviathan state, the big state, the entitlement state that liberals are so enamored of, from crushing those civil society institutions, family and church and community and association that are the essence of American society, because that is one of the side effects of big government. And they are these treasured institutions that nurture the individual and create, as Tocqueville once wrote, they are the engines of American genius and American liberty.
You see a lot of college students who are very idealistic. Do you think that someday the light will come on for some of them? And how do you talk to college students and say, hey, here's where I was, but here's where I ended up?
I tell them, look, I know you've been taught by our professors that conservatives enjoy throwing orphans in the snow. So I'm here to tell you that that's not really the case. And that conservatives, in many ways, like all Americans, have the same objectives, a free society, a flourishing society, and looking after those who are helpless. I tried explaining them the difference between what we have in America, which is the safety net state, and what they have in Europe, which is the entitlement state, where everybody is sort of cuddled and cradled by the government all their lives. Here we believe in the free individual, in choice, in risk, in enterprise, in energy. And the way to achieve a society that looks after the helpless, that produces the prosperity, that allows the support of the helpless, including orphans and others, is a free society with a flourishing economy. And that's the essence of the argument.
You know, I think you've just helped us understand why your book is number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Charles, it's an honor to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.